Hello, everybody, and welcome back to this week's episode of Jaded. I'm one of your hosts, Jen.
And I am your other host, Janine, and welcome. So we are covering what feels like the shortest episode of The Bachelorette ever.
It's week four, but week four was really just an extension of week three. Actually, no new content.
Yeah, literally nothing new. It was all just from last week.
It's interesting. Because this episode felt a lot like when they were trying to stretch out Claire's time as a bachelorette, because we know Katie's season ends early. So, I don't know. I'm ready to dive in and talk about some of this just like non-event that was last week.
Yeah, honestly, same. I feel like I have nothing really to say here besides let's get into it. So, let's get into
Let's
it.
do it.
Woo.
All right, so this week picked up going into the group date. And again, like, it's getting to the point where nothing really happened this episode. It's like the 3-minute preview of the episode in the beginning of the episode, like,
We saw
does
it.
not make any sense to me.
Yeah, and we saw it last week too. Like, I was under the impression that everything we saw today, we would have seen, or ev not everything we saw today, this week, we would have seen last week. Because they showed us all of this in the preview for last week's episode too. So.
Yeah, it's just if you don't have the content to do a preview, don't do a preview when like the preview could just summarize the whole episode and like we wouldn't need to watch it.
Yeah, like the preview literally just showed all the highlights of it except for like one big thing or like two big things, but like the two big
Yeah.
things were the only big things, so.
Yeah, so the preview showed us like part of the group date, Blake showing up, which we'll talk about when we get to him chronologically,
Yeah.
which is not chronologically. And then it's just pretty much the Thomas takedown. So, the Thomas takedown, let's get into it. Okay.
Yeah.
So, Thomas pretty much admitted when talking to, oh my gosh, who was it? Courtney, that he has been like a politician in the house and just saying what people wants to hear. And I'm like, and you think that's gonna like make Courtney feel bad for
Yeah,
you and be
like,
on your team? Like, bro, that's not a good argument.
my question was, like, why the fuck did he tell him all of that? He was just handing him more ammo. Like, it was a really weird
Absolutely,
choice.
he was.
Yeah, like, why did he open up to him like that? Like, don't open up to anybody. They all hate you. Like, this is not smart at
He
all.
was literally trying to talk to Courtney like they were friends, and Courtney was just standing there like, actually, no, I don't like you.
It was so weird. Like, it was such a weird choice for him to make. And Courtney was standing there and he wanted no part in this conversation, like, at all.
And it was so funny, Thomas trying to go around the house to like try to find like a friend, and
Yeah.
I'm like, bro, you literally dug your own grave. Like, Hunter tried to be your friend and you just were not having it.
Yeah, no, Hunter did try and, like, he did not have to at all by any means. So, like, Thomas alienated the only person in the house that, like, would have actually had, like, a crumb of sympathy for him.
Yeah,
And
100%.
yeah, he just fucked everything up. It was, I don't know, I still think it's so weird that, like, if these were his intentions, like, if he really did just come here for a platform and to be the next bachelor, why would he admit it? Because, like,
Right?
people,
There's what,
yeah.
like, Caitlin said it later in the episode.
Yeah, like,
And
why would you
as
do
I
that?
talk through a yawn, Caitlin said, like, there's one way to guarantee you will not be the bachelor, and that is to admit that you're here to be the
Yeah,
bachelor.
like, if
Like,
he really, like, if that was really his aim, he would have lied. He would have continued to lie. And, like, he would have turned into, like, a Luke P, because I think he would have made it very far, and everybody would have hated him, and Katie wouldn't have understood why until she, like, really saw it for herself. Like, I do not think he would have won if he kept quiet about this. Like, I really don't. He would have got sent home, but I think he would have made it to, like, hometowns or fantasy suites. I really do.
yeah, he definitely would have made it further if he wasn't an asshole.
Yeah, like, I would
Like,
say it's a shame, but it's not.
but it's not. So
Yeah.
then we go over to the group date, and Trey is so excited.
He's
He
so
is
cute.
so cute. Both of my guys are on this date. It is like a dream team date for me. I have Trey and Andrew S on this date.
Yep.
I was so excited. There was one shot where there was Trey and Andrew staring next to each other, and I was just sitting there screaming. They're so cute. Tayshia and Caitlin hosted the date. It was Katie's Truth or Dare. This is literally the exact same date from Tayshia's season, copy and pasted.
Yeah, it's the same thing. I wrote that down too, I think.
I had like a little bit of hope that they'd like put Andrew and Trey on the same team. I understand that'd probably be too much power.
Yeah, they would be too powerful. Plus, like,
but like, I had a little bit of hope my babies would be together, but no.
Trey and Christian are like best friends in the house, and I'm glad that they like.
Oh my god, together. They're so cute.
They're so funny together too. I love them. I want a bachelor podcast from them personally.
I love both of them. Him being besties with Trey makes me feel a little bit better about having a crush on Christian. I don't know why. I'm like, okay, well, if Trey likes him, he can't be bad.
I don't know.
I trust Trey for some reason.
We've just had too many bad experiences with Bostonian men. We need them to be vetted by a third party.
Yeah, so Connor and Mike were a team, and they went to the carb Twinkie station.
Oh my god.
Trey just being so cute. And then, oh my god, my highlight of this whole episode.
Mm-hmm. I know what you're going to say.
When Andrew S. was talking into that ear, I was screaming. It was my highlight of the episode. I'm obsessed with him. Oh my god.
I had to mute my TV because it was like a lot. And like, I didn't want my
parents living for it.
To like hear that.
It was beautiful. I was 100% down for it. I loved that, like, Tayshia, Katie, and Caitlin were all like, oh my god, yes, sir, sign me up. I was like, me too.
He really went
on the waiting list.
Fuck. Yeah, he really went for it. He did a good job with that one. I will give him that. Greg, on the other hand, that was something.
Greg, I wrote Greg, no thank you with the ear. Is he just listing off all 50 states? And, like, Tayshia at the end of it was like, that was not good. Like,
what accent was he using?
But also, what part of your brain went, I'm going to list off all 50 states but try to make it sexual? Like, what?
I think he just didn't know what to say. And he was like, I'm just going to do this.
Yeah, geography's not a good answer to that, though.
I mean, it was funny because he was like, can you guys hear this? And they were like, no. And then they could, obviously. But yeah, it was like, that was something, but simply the same date that Tayshia had. So, like,
copy and paste. Trey and Christian at waxing, they waxed Trey's butt crack. And then Trey also had to do the mashed potato dance with the Whole Foods station. and then, I'm sorry, Greg eating the pasta was disgusting.
That
was gross.
Yeah. I take issue with the carb stations. At least they weren't, like, super gross foods or anything. But if you made me eat, like, 50 Twinkies, I would probably hurt you to get out of it.
I would definitely hurl.
Yeah.
Eating disorders incredibly triggered by that.
Yeah, that's
it was just,
thing.
Like, gross watching Greg shove so much pasta into his face. People were like, oh my god, it's so cute and funny. I was like, that's disgusting.
It was not cute and funny. It made me worry. And they all had gastrointestinal issues after that. And I feel sorry for them.
Like, if you think that's cute and funny, you must love the hot dog eating contest.
Oh my god, no. It was just like,
you must be obsessed with it. You must be like, oh my god, look at that.
Like the sheer amount of like mashed potatoes on Trey's plate, it was so much. And I felt so bad for them because like that's a lot.
Oh my god, they probably didn't eat for like 3 days after that. Like,
dude, they needed to go to the doctor after that.
How do you not food coma enough to like continue on to the rest of the date? Like, what?
Yeah, I would not have been able to do the night portion of that date if I ate like a mountain, like Mount Everest size mashed potatoes. Like, I would be in the hospital. Like, I would not be able to function.
Yeah, no. And then they had them eat peppers and then do the fake proposal thing.
I hate
Andrew's was, I don't like that part of the date, but Andrew was really cute.
He was.
Andrew took it like a champ and was pretty good with the spice. Greg was a little bitch baby.
Greg?
And Trey actually had me crying because Trey was so cute.
So, going back, this is about Trey, but going back to the waxing thing, him and Christian are so funny together. Because, like,
I'm obsessed with them.
He waxes fucking butt crack. And Trey just goes, you're rubbing and tugging, bro. What are you doing down there? And then he just goes, I'm in a very vulnerable state right now. I need to be held. And I just wrote down, Jen, go hold your mans.
I would love to go hold my mans. I will go get my mans. I'll go pick them up.
And then for
Katie just has like such an amazing group of guys.
She
like,
does.
I have a big fat crush on Andrew and Trey.
Mm-hmm.
And also Christian. But more so Andrew and Trey have like my main focus whenever they're on the screen, which is why this nighttime part of the date was like a little traumatizing for me.
I agree. I just do want to talk about the habaneros for one more minute because I knew from the start that Greg would not survive that. He is far too white of a boy to be able to eat those peppers and live yeah. to tell the tale. He was, like, crying.
He really was being a little bitch baby about it. He's, like, I get they're spicy, but, like...
Jen, he's not built for that, and neither are we, if we're being honest.
I'm not saying I would do it, but, like, come on, bro. Like, Caitlin had less of a severe reaction than you did.
Greg almost Caitlin did puked. It. Like, he straight up almost threw
Greg,
up.
Greg, like, looked unwell. Like, he, genuinely
when
unwell.
When they did, like, the ITM after it, he was, like, wrapped in a shock blanket. Like... I feel like yeah. the paramedics were called. Like, it was a fucking problem. But also, this is just... So, yeah.
Yeah. On to the nighttime part of the date. Before we get to the things that broke my heart, Andrew was wearing a turtleneck, and he looked so cute.
Yeah, he did.
I was living for the turtleneck look. Katie also looked stunning.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew stole her first. And man's got moves and tacos and apparently Lunchables.
That was so cute. That was the cutest thing.
It was like the cutest kiss. They had such a cute conversation. I'm honestly obsessed with him. But I was watching the guys on this like nighttime part of the date and I was like, I genuinely don't know who some of these people are. Like, I don't know their names.
Shut up. I wrote down the same thing. I just wrote down like multiple points in this. I do not know this man's name. There's some people I really
like.
Know.
I felt bad. I was like, who are you? Like, I feel like at this point we should know, but, like, they've gotten no camera time. This is the only time they got camera time.
Yeah.
And normally, if they don't get camera time, like, producers, like, yeah. pop their name on the screen, help us out. But they didn't do that.
They did not. They really expected us to have been paying far more attention than I was. I there's, like, three or four guys throughout this whole episode, like, not just this date, but the whole episode where I was kind of like, just,
who
like...
who are you?
Yeah, like, did you just walk in here? Are you just staying at the Hyatt right now? Like, who is this man?
Right?
But
Yeah.
I do want to say, Troy pointed this out, and I can't unsee it. There's several people, and I will talk about them, like, chronologically, but Mike P looks like a Civil War soldier, especially on this group date for some reason.
Whenever you say that, my brain immediately goes to Twilight when in Eclipse, Jasper goes, battle scarves.
Like, kind of. Like, that's honestly kind of the vibe. He just, like, he had it, the, like, collar of his, like, coat kind of popped up and it had these, like...
Mike's a smooth talker, though. Like,
mm-hmm.
honestly, like... I, like, am listening to him talk, and, like, I get kind of why he's single, but also, like, if he's this much of a smooth talker, like, you went this far without finding a wife, like, what else is, like, where are the red flags,
you know,
other than waiting for marriage? But that's just a red flag for me. That's not a red flag in general. Yeah. That's just for me.
That's
just personally not for me.
That's
but
a
where
green
are his
flag
red flags?
Because yeah.
he must have some to be that much of a smooth talker and still be alone and not be, like, you know what I mean? Normally, if you're mm-hmm. a smooth talker, you're also sleeping with women and you're a player.
Yeah.
And, like, that's the red flag. But where is his red flag?
I wrote down earlier in the date when he was at the carb station that he said he hasn't had a carb in 7 years. And I'm like, this man doesn't eat carbs and this man does not nut. What quality of life do we have here? Like, truly.
Like, generally, how are you deriving joy,
like,
and pleasure in your life?
What are you doing? What do you do for fun? Like, you're not eating pasta. And what are you doing? Like, Mike, tell me.
I don't know.
Tell me what you do. I really would like to know, because what are you...
I'm interested, like...
How do you spend
your
days?
I need to know what the red flag is, and I don't know if we're going to find out or if Katie's just going to be, like, uninterested and send him home.
It's
but, like,
not eating carbs for 7 years for me, quite honestly. It's
the red flag for you, but that's not, like, the red flag I'm talking
there,
about.
Yeah,
you know
no,
I mean?
There's
like,
a big one.
There has to be something, and I don't know what it is, and it's going to drive me nuts till I figure it out.
Well, I think part of it might be that he's waiting for marriage, because I don't think that's a popular decision among people, like, I mean, he's a little older than us, so I'm going to say his age, but, like, also our age, so I think, like, maybe that's
okay, but also, like, if he, like, he just seems like he's running in more, like, Maddie Pewitt circles, so, like,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't seem like that'd be a problem for the women in those circles, unless, like, that's not who he's around,
maybe
and then,
and
yeah,
Maddie
it's weird. No, I feel like he's too old for Maddie. Not
he
that
is.
He's old, but, like, for Maddie.
He is,
Maddie's, like, very young.
I still think they would vibe for some reason. I don't know. It's just the sex thing, I think.
Anyway, so Greg's combo with Katie. Katie is just so into him.
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't feel like they have good banter.
So, I actually feel completely the opposite. I think in this, this specific scene, I think I agree with you. Like, it seemed, like, odd and kind of forced. But whenever I see
her... Yeah, and then,
her,
like, she...
Yeah, no, go
she
ahead.
She said, like, she's falling in love with him.
Yes.
And then he kissed her, but, like, didn't say it back. I'm like,
yeah.
Okay, sir, excuse me?
Well, okay, so two things. In the fake proposal date, he said, like, I love you so much. And I know it was a fake proposal.
Yeah, but, like, that's a fake proposal. Like, that's what you're supposed to
but,
say.
But, like, Katie was like, I'm going to say
But Katie was
counts.
Like, I'm going to count it.
Yeah, so yeah. She's super into him. And, like, excuse me, that was gross. I always feel like when they, like, her and Greg talk in group settings, it feels like that's her boyfriend and she's at a party and she's talking to her boyfriend about, like, what's going on at the party. Like, because I was talking to Troy about this, and I'm like, this seems like if we were, like, hanging out with a bunch of my friends, and then I went up to you, and I was like, this is what happened, what do you think? Like, it always seems like, they just seem like they're dating, and then everyone else is also just there. Like, that's the vibe that I get from them. And I don't know if that makes sense now that I'm explaining it, like, out loud, but, like...
I mean, like, kind of. I just, like, the conversation didn't, like... Like, Katie obviously is so into him.
Yeah.
But, like, the vibes from the conversation was just, like, off to me.
No, I see that. I think it was... I think he's, like, uncomfortable in the group setting. Because he's gotten the
I think
first...
he's uncomfortable being on the show, period.
Yeah, no, I agree. Because he got the first impression rose, and then he got the first one-on-one date. So, like, most of his experiences with her thus far have just been, like, them together with no other presence. So, like, the group dates, I feel like he does feel like, that's my girlfriend, why are you talking to my girlfriend, kind of, and, like, he's not really vocalizing it. Like, I think he said, like, I'm not really one to get jealous, but, like, this is a weird situation during this date.
I mean, it is a weird situation, yeah. But also, like, you did sign up to be on The Bachelorette.
Yeah, like, you signed up to be in this specific situation. So, yeah, that's, like, I feel like it's just, like... this weird feeling of, like, they're dating, but, like, also she's dating, like, 20 other people.
So next on this date is what broke my heart. So Trey feels very adamantly that he needs to bring up the Hunter-Thomas confrontation to Katie.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think it's a bad idea. I don't like that he was so adamant on using his time to talk about somebody else.
Yes.
I feel like this always gets people sent home, if not immediately. You're roping yourself into the drama.
Right.
And Andrew was out here trying to be the voice of reason, being like, it's not a good idea. We've been having a good night. I don't want to ruin Katie's night. Like, why don't you go just, like, build your own connection.
Yeah.
Instead of trying to tear somebody else's down. Like, he's going to go home anyway. Let's just let it lie. Let it play out how it's going to be. And if we need to bring it up at the cocktail party, we can. But, like, let's, like, let it lie. You know what I mean? Which I am definitely on Andrew's side. And then they started, like, fighting, and, like, it really hurt my soul because I want them to be besties, and, like, I don't want them to, like, have bad vibes towards each other. And, like, I understand both sides of the argument, right?
Yeah.
Katie did ask them to, like, tell them. But also, like, it's been a good night. Katie's finally relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel like maybe they did talk more about their relationship before Trey brought it up. I feel like that needs to be, like, a conversation cap. You know what I mean? Like, at the very end, bring up, oh, by the way, before, like, I really enjoyed talking to you. I wanted to let you know before the end of, like, our time together today.
Yeah.
This is this. Instead of centering your whole time around talking about somebody else. And, like, Trey is very well-spoken. And when he talked to Katie about it, he is very well-spoken.
Mm-hmm.
I just did not feel like that was the right time to do that. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And I think if everybody decided as a group decision when she came back before she gave out the rose, maybe we could have addressed it then as a group.
Mm-hmm.
Just like what Kate, because Katie did come out and address everybody as a group.
Yeah.
You know, and, like, ask questions. And I feel like maybe that's something we could have addressed in a group situation at the end once everybody's had their time and, like, you know, had meaningful conversations with her. Then bring it up at the end as a whole, being like, we've talked about it. We've decided that we can't, like, we had a good day. We don't want to ruin the night. But we want to let you know instead of doing it in a specific conversation. But that's just me.
No, I completely agree with everything you just said. And, like, especially because she, like, number one, the men had already done this before with Carl, like, going to her as a group. So that should be, like, that worked. So that should be the way that they always kind of, like, tackle
Absolutely.
Stuff like this.
Absolutely, we have a union going.
Yeah, like, unionization is good. It works. Stick with it. But, like, also... Yeah, I completely agree that, like, with Andrew S. and with you, that Trey should have used his time, at least, like, most of it, to talk about, like, his connection with Katie and build his connection with Katie and his relationship with her rather than, like, just wasting it on, like, somebody else. Because when you think about it, like, if you're using the only time that you have with her that day, basically, to talk about another guy.
That week, potentially.
Yeah, exactly, that week. And, like, you're just talking about somebody else. Like, you're not building your relationship with her. You're putting your relationship with her in jeopardy. And, like, when she thinks about you, she's going to associate you with conflict in some capacity because you're bringing drama to her and you're involving yourself in it. Excuse me, that was gross. And, like, she's just going to think of, like, the drama when she thinks about you instead of, like, oh, we had this lovely conversation. I learned this about him and I learned this about his family and I told him this about mine. And, like, they didn't have, like...
100%.
Yeah, like, it wasn't relationship building.
Katie said she felt blindsided, but, like, babes, he literally said it to your face on the last group date of, like, that's what he's there for. And, like, Thomas is a snake, but, like, Trey was not cool to ruin the night, and I just didn't really want the boys to fight. On a completely unrelated note, I do feel it is very important for me mentally to bring this up. Christian this night was wearing a blue and white horizontal striped sweater with a blazer, and he is dressed like Louis Tomlinson in 2014.
Oh, my God.
Like, that exact outfit Louis Tomlinson wore in 2014. I owned that outfit because Louis Tomlinson wore it in 2014. And I'm living for it. This is not, like, a diss on the outfit because, like, obviously I'm obsessed with Louis Tomlinson. But it's important for me to bring up that he is wearing that, like, that is what that outfit is pervasively in my mind. Like, Louis Tomlinson wore that in, like, between, like, 2012 and 2014, like...
I would also like to say that I remember Jen owning that outfit because Louis Tomlinson owned it in 2014. Yeah.
I thought it was important to bring it up because that when I saw him in that outfit, it was, like, all my brain could think of. I was like...
I think the universe... Like
Louis Tomlinson right now?
The universe is sending you signs to slide into Christian's DMs, I think.
I mean, potentially. I don't know. It's just, like, weird things keep happening.
I think... He's your soulmate.
Yeah. And then Katie came to the group for more info.
Yeah.
And they were honest. And Trey ended up getting the rose, which, like, I guess snitches don't always get stitches. I guess sometimes they get roses.
Sometimes snitches get roses. I do want to talk about something that happened, like, right before Katie walked in. When Trey came back and he told the group, he's like, yeah, I told her about it. Andrew S. made this joke where he was like, Buzz Killington. And everyone on Twitter is losing their shit over it. They're like, this is so funny. Andrew is so funny. And this is, like, from Troy specifically because I would not have known this if he did not point it out. But he wants everyone in Bachelor Nation to know that Buzz Killington is a Family Guy joke. Like, Andrew S. got that from Family Guy. It's a recurring bit on Family Guy. It's, like, a pretty niche reference, but, like, he did not make that up. That is from Family Guy. Just... Everybody needs to know that because everyone I'm seeing thinks that Andrew S. just, like, made that up and he simply did not. So,
So credit where credit is due.
Yeah, that's been my PSA. So credit that to, like, Seth MacFarlane, I guess.
But. So up next is Blake time. So I would like, this is where our timeline continuity errors come in.
Yes.
So this voiceover clip, I guarantee you, does not go with the with the video we were shown.
Oh, absolutely.
But Tayshia comes over, and tells Katie that, like, there's a guy from my past, I think you'd be good with him. And then Katie, like, before she even says it, is like, oh, like, her look in her face is like, yes, sign me up.
And I think she knows it's Blake, because they had been talking before.
They had talked before, yeah. And I can't help but feel that, Janine, perhaps did we give Blake the audacity?
No, I don't think we did. I think, in fact, we gave him specific instructions to not have the audacity, and he shows up with it.
Well, so. I think there was, like, one episode of our podcast where, like, I think we might have given him the audacity.
No. If we did, I revoke it. He doesn't get
I
to
revoke
have
it, too. I think we revoked it the episode immediately after that.
Yeah.
But I think at one point in time, we might have given him the audacity.
We're expecting it
but this
to be
is
returned.
Now, this is now, like, the third Bachelorette season in a year.
Which is, like, a
and
lot.
He's not worth the risk,
like,
in my
even
opinion.
To date three people in a year and to be, like, madly in love with them is psychopathic behavior.
Yeah, and, like, Katie
frankly.
Knew who it was, like, when she was walking up. He did not have to even have to turn around. And, like, I honestly don't think he's worth the risk. But also, isn't his best friend like still in the house? Isn't that going to be weird?
Yeah,
Do you think
he's
that'll help
the.
or hurt him that his best friend's still there?
I think it'll hurt him. Well, I mean, at least he has one person that's gonna like him in the house, but also it could drive a wedge in their
In the
friendship.
100% unlikely scenario where I was on The Bachelor and then you showed up late to date the same person, I would be pissed at you.
I wouldn't blame you for being
I
pissed at
love
me.
you. I would love you very much, but I would be absolutely furious with you. That's not a nice friend thing to do.
I'd be mad at me too. Fuck. That's just
That's
shitty
like,
thing to do.
bros don't steal other bros' bitches in this
Well,
scenario.
the only, okay, so the only way I would do that is to go on there, but like only to help you. So I'd just like go over and I'd be your wingwoman the whole time. And the bachelor would be like, "Why are you even here?" And I'd be like, "I don't know. I have a boyfriend. I just want you to like my friend Jen."
But like in this scenario, I would be pissed at you
Yeah,
if
that's
you
a
showed
shitty
up.
thing to
Like,
do.
yeah, like that's not a cool
And
move, bro.
especially thinking of like, how do we think that, what the fuck is his best friend's name? Brendan? How did, or
Brendan,
Brandon,
yeah.
Brandon, like, how did he get on the show? Probably because Blake recommended him for it, and probably because
100%.
Blake knows who Katie is, like,
Like, what
as
a
a
shady thing
person.
to do, be like, bro, like, I think you're gonna be really great with this girl, and then show up and be like, just kidding, I think I'm better with her.
Yeah,
What
like,
a shitty thing to do.
it's really shitty of him. I don't like it. And, like, I do want to note, though, that, like, just based off that, like, soundbite of, like, this guy from my past contacted me, like what Tayshia said, it would have been 1,000,000% funnier if it were JPJ.
Oh my
Like,
God, 100% it would have been funnier if it was JPJ.
I wanted JPJ to just show up and he's just like eating chicken nuggets like in the courtyard of the Hyatt. And Katie was
I'm
like, what the
in love
fuck?
with John Paul Jones, like still.
I still want
But
him to be the
honestly, like,
Bachelor, quite honestly.
me too. But like, here's the thing, Blake's not even cute. Like, you have way hotter guys. Like, and then like he was gonna explain himself, and I literally went, "Ugh, this better be good." But like the second. The second she saw him, she pretty much decided. Like, the second
Yeah.
she saw him.
I think, like, and even when Tayshia was talking to her, I think she either knew it was him or she was, like, hoping that it was him.
I'm sure that she had a crush on him during Tayshia's season, and like
Yeah.
they did DM.
They did.
And just a, like a just a status report update on his hair. He is still balding.
Yeah.
So it's still gonna be a solid no for me, dog.
It's getting a little worse, actually.
And his like big speech did nothing for me. And
No.
honestly, like, talk to Caitlyn because Caitlyn dealt with the same situation. Like, if you're unsure, like,
I'm shocked that they didn't show Katie having a conversation about this with Caitlin, like, before she told Blake that he could stay. Because I feel like they had to have talked about it, and they're going to show us, like, next week, probably, again, out of order. And it's going to be really
yeah.
weird.
So let's talk about the continuity arrows because unless Lizzie McGuire is an outfit repeater, this is being shown to us out of order.
Yes, it is.
So this outfit is what she wore before the first group date with Nick Viall. And there were clips. We know that she talked to Nick Viall about Blake.
Yeah.
So all this like debating audio, it's lumped together weird. It's definitely edited together to look like, oh, Blake's making it so confusing after the whole Thomas drama. I was like,
Yeah.
Actually, like this started before. Like,
Yeah, it did. So like what the actual chronological order of this is before anything we saw last week. So like last week and this week are 1 week, essentially. So Blake showed up at the beginning of that week. So throughout all of the dates that we saw last week, all of the dates that we saw this
Blake's
week,
been
yeah,
here.
he's been sitting in
Which is
his
why at the
hotel.
end of the episode, Katie's like, I'm sorry I kept you waiting for so long.
Yeah,
When,
because
like,
he's,
in the way they showed it to us, he
yeah.
was not waiting.
I think it's hilarious that he showed up there and she's like, I don't know, let me think about it. And then he had to sit in a hotel room by himself for an
For
entire
a week.
week and just wait.
I love it.
That's so
I love
funny.
it. Put him in his place.
Oh my God, it's so funny.
Yeah. But, like, it was just weird. I don't understand why they had to show it to us like that.
And also, like, the conversation that he had with her, like, his big, like, speech or whatever, it just sounded like he was psychoanalyzing her, like, to her face. Like, I thought it was really weird. It wasn't romantic. It was just like he was like spitting facts about herself at her to be like, look, I know you, I know you, I know you, let me in. Like, it felt like pushy and weird to me.
It felt like he read a book about how to talk to Katie.
Yeah, it's like weird. I hate it. I didn't like it. It made me uncomfy. Like, if a guy talked to
Yeah.
me like that, I'd call the police. I don't
It was like
know.
kind of condescending.
It was condescending, yeah.
And then pretty much the rest of the episode, like, there's so much gossip going on in the house. Like, let's just hurry this thing along. But
yeah.
Then we see, like, Katie talk with Tayshia and Caitlin about, like, everything that's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And then Andrew's, like, talking to Thomas and, like, kind of being his buddy. Like, Andrew, don't do that.
Yeah.
And I kind of wanted there to be no cocktail party, just go right to Rose's. But, once again, my wish is not fulfilled. But Thomas goes missing. Oh, no. Wherever could he have gone? Of course he goes to see Katie because he feels the need to cover his ass. Katie, though, once again, looks stunning.
She looks beautiful. She's killing it this season.
And then, like, they sit down, and he gets so close to her and, like, grabs her hands, and, like, it's very clear she does not want to sit that close to you or touch you. Like, and then he started to, like, play the victim, and then he's like, I will sign something that says I did not come here to be watched. I was like, okay, freaking relax, dude.
And, like, his attitude throughout the whole conversation felt like it was really condescending.
He's just a pretty talker. He's condescending, but, like, he's a good talker.
Yeah, he's very good at talking, and it makes me mad that he's so good at it. Like, he's so manipulative. He has, like, such a victim complex for absolutely no reason, by the way. Like, he's not the victim.
He's like, all the men in the house are being mean to me. I'm like, they're actually not being mean to you. They're just not speaking to you. There's a difference.
And also, like, if they were being mean to you, you deserve it because you did a shitty thing. Like,
also, like, they confronted you. They gave you a chance to, like, clear your name, you know, like, defend your honor, and you just blatantly, I mean, you told the truth, props for telling the truth, but, like, bro.
Yeah, it was really weird, and, like, his whole conversation with her was weird, it had a weird vibe, she was not having it, like, when he sat down and grabbed her hands, it, like, it set, like, the worst possible tone for the whole thing. I hated every second of it. I couldn't wait for him to shut up. Katie couldn't wait for him to shut up, like,
he was getting, like, mad at her for being emotional, and, like, he starts to, like, kind of yell at her.
He did, yeah.
And, like, it was, like, I was not here for it. I was not here for any of it.
Yeah, and I think, like, I was shocked that she kept him around for the cocktail party. I thought when he showed up to her door that she was going to send him home. Like, I really did. But, like, seeing what happens later, it makes sense, but, yeah.
Yeah, Thomas is just trying to justify his actions, so he comes back to the group, and people are pissed because it's now, like, midnight, half the cocktail party time is gone, or over half of it, and this reminded me, it's not the same situation at all, but this reminded me of when people were mad at Corinne for napping through the cocktail party when she already had a rose.
Yeah, and oh my god.
Sometimes I just, like, I think about that and how iconic it was. Corinne was like, you're mad that I napped? Really? Like, I already have a rose. You're mad that I napped and gave you more time and didn't take away your time. Like, you're genuinely mad at me.
Right.
For taking a nap. And the other girls were like, I just don't feel like you're taking this seriously. She's like, I already have a rose. I have one. It's right here. I have a rose. I gave you more time. Why are you mad at me for napping?
Yeah, and it was,
like, the funny... That, I think, is the funniest scandal to ever happen in Bachelor Nation.
That is funny. That's a good one. I wish we had that instead of Thomas.
Yeah. Andrew, my love, really needed to relax. Mm-hmm. Brandon has a conversation with her that did not have a good vibe, in my opinion.
No.
And Katie, like, looks miserable the whole time. She straight up is not having a good vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Michael is very sweet, but, like, Katie cuts the night short because, like, she's straight up not having a good time.
Yeah, she's having, like, a shitty, shitty time, and, like, I commend her. And then when she walked in, she was like, I'm sorry I'm late. And then she, like, said to, like, Thomas, I'm sorry you feel ostracized from the house. And I was kind of surprised that she said that to him in front of everyone. And I still, right? Like, I still don't really understand why, quite honestly. Like, I don't know if it was, like, part of the... I feel like it was part of, like, a setup for the rose ceremony a little bit. Like, I feel like she was kind of trying to lead him on and to make him feel comfortable. Because I think she kind of wanted to give him, like, a taste of his own medicine a little bit, like, lead him on and then be like, haha, fuck you.
Yeah.
Which is exactly what she did, and we'll get to it in a second, but, like, I don't know.
But the Rosemary, so James doesn't get time again. I still don't like Aaron. I don't like his attitude.
He involves himself in every single conflict that is in the house, and it's so unnecessary, and it's so annoying, and he needs to just sit down and shut up, and, like, he has no connection with Katie right now, other than, like, being involved in every single drama.
The big annoying.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. So, excuse me as I yawn.
Mm-hmm.
Thomas is once again speaking out of term, being a fake ass bitch, like in the middle of the roast, everybody being like, let me just say something, guys, and like, bro, just shut the fuck up. You dug your grave. Why in it? Like,
exactly. It felt so weird. It was like this last minute, like, desperate plea, as if him saying all of these, like, lackluster Hallmark card sounding bullshit was gonna keep him there. Like, obviously it wasn't.
Yeah. So, Thomas, when he gets sent home, there's one rose left.
Mm-hmm.
Which, like, it kind of bothered me that rose didn't actually end up getting handed out.
I know. I wish she gave it to somebody else. It was just,
like, a
fake-out
rose. Like, That bothered me a lot.
It should have gone to Christian.
I agree. So Thomas gets, like, a fake out. Katie calls his name and then steps back from him. It had, like, big Hannah moving the podium energy. Yes.
Yeah.
And, like, telling him pretty much to get out and that he sucks. Swerf. Oh, my gosh. I can't stay awake. Can I? So our fallen men are Thomas, Christian. Oh, my God. Sad. And then other guys who I don't know the names of. I think one of the Connors.
Connor C, yeah.
But yeah, I'm, like, heartbroken that Christian went home. But,
I know.
Like, more for me. So I literally wrote down in my notes, do I slide into Christian's DMs? I have a feeling I'm not his type, but, like, do I, like,
I really want
try
you to
slide
try.
On in there?
I really think that
I
you
just
should
have
do
a,
it.
I have a deep feeling that I am not his type.
I think that you should do it. I really do. I think that you guys would be cute together. I could, like, see it in my brain.
I, like...
You guys are gonna get married in Cape Cod. Like, I know what's gonna happen.
I already have it planned. Date's already set.
I'm like, what's the date? Tell us. All of our four listeners are invited.
The date for Miss Congeniality that's not too high. All you need is a light jacket.
April 25th?
Was it April 25th? Sometime in the summer. Potentially the early fall. Maybe, like, August.
August is a nice time. Yeah.
Okay. Right, like, end of August, all the tourists are kind of leaving, but it's still nice.
Yeah, yeah. August sounds good. That'll work. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll clear my non-existent
Then
schedule.
She went... Okay, cool. Me too. then she went to see Blake, and Blake was just fucking naked. Do you think that Blake... What do you think Blake was doing? Katie came over. What do you think he was doing? I know what I think he was doing.
I think
what
we
do
both
you think,
think
he was
the
doing?
Same thing. The first thing that Troy said when he opens the door is he just goes, "Was he just jerking off?"
100% he was. Like 100%.
And I think the producers had like an ear to his door constantly, and they were like, "We have him in a vulnerable state. Katie, go now."
Katie,
like
go,
as if it was like
go.
A SWAT
He's
team
naked.
Operation. Yeah, that's 100% what he was doing.
And then he locked himself out of his room. When he closed the door, I was like, oh, cool, he also grabbed his room key.
Yeah.
Nope.
No, the fuck he did not.
Blake just reminds me of so many men who trigger me and, like, who have caused me trauma. I'm not gonna lie. Like, this rest of the season's gonna be, like, pretty tough.
I know.
Because, like, he, like, his energy and his presence is, like, incredibly triggering to me. Not based on anything he's done, but just based on, like, he has very similar energy to people who have caused me immense amounts of trauma.
I noticed that too. Yeah, that energy is
and
familiar.
It's really gonna be difficult for me. Not fully a reflection on him, just like
I mean kind
his
of
his presence and his energy. Kind of a reflection on him.
Yeah.
But not to like impose my trauma on him. I'm just saying like he has a triggering energy for me.
Oh, I noticed that too. I was like, this energy feels familiar and I was like, where is it from? And I was like, yes.
You're like, Jen's not gonna like this.
Yeah, no. Honestly, if you want to skip every single scene he's in, I will recap it for you so you don't have to deal with it.
I mean, I'll watch it. And this season's already mentally strenuous because Greg looks like my brother, and now, like, just add in somebody who looks like,
They just, like...
I don't know.
The producers sat down, and they were like, how can we make Jen uncomfortable? And then
how can
they
we make
did
her
it.
As miserable as possible?
They're
how
like,
can we cancel
she really,
this one podcast?
They're like, she really, really likes The Bachelorette. Like, she loves Katie. She's great. How can we make this the most terrible experience for Jennifer Brown? How can we do that?
We're going to give her two men that she's obsessed with, and the rest are going to be incredibly triggering.
Oh, God. Like, and then we're going to throw Nick Viall in there for some reason.
For some godforsaken reason.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's pretty much where the episode ends, and they go into the preview. It looks like Andrew gets a one-on-one.
I'm so excited.
Woo! I'm very excited. And then Hunter apparently interrupts a group date. Hunter, like, seems very aggressive, predatory behavior in the coming episode, and I'm not here for that, honestly.
Yeah, his behavior is very confusing and weird. He's, like, kind of pulling a Blake, like when he was on Claire's season, like when he showed up to that group date for no fucking reason. Because at that point, he really did not have like a super connection with Claire. And I feel like right now, Hunter doesn't have like a big connection with Katie. So to like crash a group date, it's like you do not have a reason to be doing this right now, aside from like being jealous that you're not getting time. And it's like, it kind of screams entitlement a little bit. Like, it's weird. And I understand that this is like a very like non-conventional experience of like dating and like being on the show is like very stressful and whatever. But that doesn't mean that you get to feel entitled to somebody's time. And that also doesn't mean you get to act on that entitlement and go take time away from other people because you feel you deserve it more. Like, I just hate when guys do that. It's like, if they do it, they better have a good reason. And I cannot imagine Hunter having a good reason for it, honestly. So, I don't know.
Yeah, it just, like, looks so dramatic.
For no reason, too. It's like, just don't do that.
Yeah. I don't know. I kind of want, like, I want the season to relax. And it. Mm-hmm. I don't even know if it's going to be that big of drama or they're just trying to make it look like that.
I think they're trying to make it look like that, especially, like, were they playing rugby? Was it, like, a rugby date or, like, whatever it was?
Something like that.
Some sports-related thing. They always make you think somebody's, like, dying on the field and the ambulance comes and it's, like, he probably is just bleeding a little. Like, he's probably fine. I don't know. It's a lot. Like, this season, they're really pushing the drama and I feel like they don't have to because, like, when they push the drama, it's usually because a lead can't carry the season on their own. And, like, Katie can absolutely carry the season on her own.
So I don't, 100% she can.
It's, like, weird that they're pushing all of this, like, seemingly very meaningless drama on us when...
I just want to see more of Trey and I just want to see more of Andrew S. It's all I want.
Exactly. Like, we have, like, there's genuinely, except for, like, a few, there's genuinely, like, a this is a great group of guys that she has. And, like, the fact that we're not, like, getting to see more of them have time with her in favor for, like, Thomas acting like a fool and, like, Hunter tackling somebody and, like, crashing a group date. Like, it's just kind of annoying. I don't know. I'm annoyed by
it. Yeah, I agree.
I'm annoyed.
So, let's get into Bachelor Nation news that we have for this week.
Yee.
What do we have, Janine? Just a couple of things. Nothing crazy.
Yeah, we have just a couple things. Do you want to do Paradise spoilers first or last? Because I was just going to read them all, just, like, summarize
them. Let's just, you read them off. Let's do them first.
All right. So, do I have all of the screenshots? Yes, I do.
I just want you to know, like, while Janine finds them, that these final couples feel like somebody put names in a random name generator, or, like, somebody who has never watched the show before went, yeah, these names sound all right together. It's so weird, and the energy of Paradise I already feel is so weird, because you have people who are older in Bachelor Nation who, like, why are they there? They kind of feel like, I don't know, chuggy almost to be there.
Yeah.
Dating these, like, not, it's not that the age difference is so large, right? Yeah. It's just that it's so many, a number of seasons have passed.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not the age difference thing. It's just that it's different generations of The Bachelor. Like, there's a clear divide from when seasons shifted.
Yeah, it's like millennial.
Hannah Brown's season. Yeah. Hannah Brown's season was the shift between old age Bachelor and new age Bachelor.
I agree.
And it's weird to mix the intermingle the two contestants at this point. It's weird. And I don't like it. But, like, alas.
It feels like millennial Bachelor versus, like, Gen Z Bachelor. It's very odd. So the...
Exactly. And Hannah Brown's season is the clear divide.
Yes, exactly. So, we have... I'll just, I guess, give a spoiler warning. We're just going to read all of the spoilers that are out for Bachelor in Paradise. I'm going to read the couples that got engaged first. So if you don't want to hear that, but you want to hear the rest, just skip ahead like a couple minutes. So the couples that made it that got engaged are Grocery Store Joe and Serena Pitt. So Grocery Store Joe is from Becca's season. That's so weird. Yeah, and Serena.
That is so weird.
Was from.
I'm sorry, I can't think of a more absurd couple. Wait, no, I can. Continue.
Yeah, no, there's another one. The next one. And then we have Kenny from Claire and Tayshia season with Mari from Matt's season, which is weird. It's really weird. And then we have Riley from Claire and Tayshia season with Marissa from Peter's season, which them, I think...
I'm going to be honest with you, I don't remember Marissa.
I don't either, but I feel like they're a nice couple because I trust Riley's judgment.
I trust Riley and his judgment.
Yeah.
Okay, here's the thing. I'm struggling to remember Kenny from Clarentasia season. I remember Kenny from, like, Rachel Lindsay's season.
Oh. Kenny is the one that had all those nudes out.
Oh, my God. That Kenny?
That Kenny.
Oh, my God. The only Kenny in my brain when I think of Bachelor Nation is the one from Rachel Lindsay's season, who was, like, the professional, like, boxer.
Yeah. I know who you're talking about. But, no, this is,
Tattoo Kenny with who? Mari?
Mari. Weird couple. Really weird.
Definitely not as weird as Grocery Store Joe and Serena P.
They make no
sense. That's very weird.
It's all that, weird. Like,
I can, like, kind of see Mari and Kenny, like, Mari liking that, like, more bad boy energy. But, like, Grocery Store Joe and Serena P does not make any sense to me.
It's weird. It's so weird. But, here, I'll read all the other spoilers that I have. Oh, these are out of order. That's so irritating.
So apparently Becca Kufrin was talking to somebody and they left the show together. I don't remember who it was.
Okay, I'm just going...
But, like, so weird to me that Becca Kufrin went, like, still, like...
Oh my God, it's so weird. I'll just start
We knew she was gonna. We knew she was, but, like...
Yeah.
It's still weird to me.
Oh, here it is. So Brendan from Tayshia's season and Piper from Matt's season... they left.
Not surprised. They were dating before the show.
Yes. So they left the show before overnights as a couple. This is all from Reality Steve. By the way, it's in one of his columns. I'm just basically just reading it to you. We saw the stories pre-show that they were dating before Paradise even started. This became a storyline on the show, and I believe they started getting called out for it by others, so they just bounced, but they're dating now. Still.
I still don't really understand why they went to Paradise if
yeah, why go?
They were dating before. Not that I don't love it, right? I'm obsessed with both of them. Would love the content. I understand why they would go to Paradise if they were already together.
I think it was just for the content, quite honestly, which kind of shitty, but whatever. Who cares? Tia left the show single. Got that.
Not surprised.
No. So Kendall had a tough time watching Joe's relationship and ended up leaving the show. The last person she was involved with was Ivan, who also ended up leaving.
I want the best for Ivan.
Me too. I feel bad for him. That sucks. There was a date about halfway through the season where they brought four women who were quarantined onto the beach to mingle with the cast who are already there. The four women are McKenna, Alana from Matt's season, who I don't remember at all, Alea, and Chelsea from Matt's season. And McKenna okay, and Alea.
Justice for
Peepers.
McKenna.
Yes.
Justice for McKenna. I'm just going to say McKenna deserved to be sent onto the beach as a full cast member. I think McKenna ended up staying.
Yeah.
But absolute justice for McKenna. I was so excited to see her. I think she would have been so entertaining, so fun.
I know.
Like, truly justice for McKenna. The just blatant disregard, like, disrespect for McKenna. Don't get me wrong. We have disliked McKenna in the past. But, like, the disrespect for McKenna to just have her there as an extra. The other girls, yeah, whatever. But, like, for McKenna, she deserves better.
Yeah, I agree. I entirely agree. She should have been there the whole time. But, so I guess they had, like, a cocktail
party. Instead of
party.
Becca Kufrin.
Yeah, right?
I 100% would have preferred McKenna over Becca Kufrin. Are you kidding me?
I feel like that's definitely an unpopular opinion, but I agree. I also very much agree.
I'm over Becca Kufrin. I'd want her not in on our TVs anymore.
Like, this very clearly doesn't work for her, and she should probably maybe join, like, OkCupid or something, because, like, this is not the way to do it. Yeah, so they had, like, a cocktail party for them. The party was supposed to be those singles somehow forming a connection with someone, and if they did, then they'd be brought in as cast. However, Alea never ended up as part of the cast, so I guess, like, she didn't make a connection. Alana, Chelsea, and McKenna all ended up making it on. Let me try to find... Yeah. So they all were on. We have... Alana was involved with Chris Conran, who was from Clarentasia's season. I cannot remember him for the life of me when she arrived, but people thought they were scheming because they hung out pre-show, and both eventually ended up leaving the same episode separately. So I don't know if you remember these spoilers that I sent you, but this one made me mad. McKenna was one of the last people brought on the show and went on a date with Ed from Clarentasia's season.
Oh my God, McKenna deserves so much better than fucking Ed. Are you kidding me? I know, I saw that. The injustice done towards McKenna this season of Paradise
yeah.
is astronomical.
I know.
The injustice.
So I guess her and Ed had a little fling before she ended it with him. At one point, Ed gave his rose to McKenna over Natasha from Peter's season, and she went home. It says she went home rather late.
Natasha?
Yeah. And
I
then.
can't see Ed and Natasha being a thing. I honestly can't see Ed with anyone,
I
but.
can't either. All right, so here's the Becca thing. So Becca was, I guess, involved with Thomas from Katie's season before the overnights happened. She broke up with him.
Of course she picks the worst men.
Yeah, so I guess before
She was
overnights.
engaged to Garrett for some
Oh,
time.
Jesus, that was horrible. Yes, yeah, so they broke up before overnights and they both left single. So a big couple starting out,
Good.
yeah, was Noah and Abigail. So Noah was from Claire and Ta or just Tayshia's season, and then Abigail was from Matt's. So Noah broke up with Abigail before overnights happened, and they both left single. My stomach is growling, and I really hope the audio is not picking it up because it's gross.
I didn't hear it.
Okay, good. So they've been having like a lot of interaction on Instagram together, like liking each other's posts and commenting on them and stuff. So like as far as we know, they broke up, so we don't really know why they're
They broke
doing
up, but
that.
I've like heard rumors that they're like back together now post show.
That wouldn't surprise me. I feel like they're dating post show. Yeah, but they like got together like from the start of the show, and then he dumped her right before overnights, which I feel like is a really shitty thing to do. Yeah, so like I don't know what the
Yeah, I
fuck
don't know. The whole
that's
thing
about.
is,
It's weird.
the whole thing's a lot.
Yeah. So Dr. Joe, Blake Monar, and DeMar Jackson, who are all from Claire and Tayshia's season, all came in after a rose ceremony, went on dates, but none of them ended up getting a rose. So that makes me really sad for literally all of them, because I like all of them. Justice for Dr.
It's just, it's
Joe.
such a justice for Dr. Joe. It's just such a weird season. And like bringing back these older cast members, I really need the producers to stop. I get
Yeah.
it. They're bringing them back because these are the people that are tried and true to them, you know? And they've never had an issue with them. They're always like, they're their old reliables. But like, old is the key word here. And the show has shifted towards more of, whether they like it or not, towards more of a Gen Z focus. They tried to fix it with Claire. Obviously, that didn't work. And now you have Katie. Like, this is just going to be your new audience. You have to accept it. And having this like weird generational divide on Paradise is weird for everybody involved.
It's weird for everyone, and like it's gonna be weird to
And also, like,
watch, and it's gonna be really
the
apparent.
friendship cliques are also going to be very weird, right?
Yeah.
Because, like, who's going to be friends with, like, I can't imagine, like, Abigail being besties with, like, Becca Kufrin or something. You know
My
what I mean? Like,
question,
it's
yeah.
very, very strange.
Who's gonna hang out with Becca? Nobody really knows her, except like grocery
Nor
store
would
Joe.
anybody want to. Like, it's weird that she's there. I'm
Yeah.
sorry, we knew she was gonna go. It's weird that she was there.
It's really odd, and like, I really do feel like for a lot of the cast members who have been on like multiple shows multiple times, like leads, contestants, all of that, like, if you've been on here this much and it has not worked for you, it will not work for you, and you need to do something else. Like, this is just not how you find love, and that's okay.
Yeah.
It's fine. So another thing is Tajwan makes another brief appearance this season and self-eliminates. So that's interesting. Tammy was involved with Thomas before he dumped her at Rose Ceremony 3 for Becca. So that's kind of
Why does
rough.
anybody want Thomas? Why does anybody want Thomas?
I don't know this. I don't know. Victoria P from Peter's season was originally cast but was called out for having a boyfriend back home and ended up self-eliminating before the first cer rose ceremony ever happened, so she was the first one gone, which is hilarious to me. So Kelsey from Peter's season, Queen Victoria from Matt's season, and Serena C from Matt's season were the women eliminated at the first rose ceremony, and Victoria P had already self-eliminated before that. So just at that rose ceremony, Kelsey, Queen Victoria, and Serena C get eliminated, but in the first episode, it's them and Victoria P that get eliminated.
I just like, I hate that the men get to give out roses first. It always bothers me.
It bothers me too. And then, so last Reality Steve heard Chelsea from Matt's season got a rose from James from Katie's season, so box guy, after she arrived on the show, but he doesn't know when she gets eliminated, but I guess she does. And then in the beginning, Jesenia from Matt's season was involved with Ivan, and then Jesenia left Ivan for Chris Conran when he arrived, and then Chris...
Jesenia and Ivan make sense to me, though.
They would be really cute together. I think they should date now. And then Chris left Jesenia for Alana when she arrived. And there is a love triangle on the show, and that love triangle is really weird. It's between Kenny, Mari, and Demi. So
is Demi going after Mari or Kenny?
Kenny.
Why?
So
Mari's way more her type, I feel.
I agree. The love triangle.
But also why? Why do you want Kenny?
I weirdly see Kenny as exactly Demi's type. I don't know why. They make sense in my brain, but they do. Like, they make sense. I don't know. So the love triangle is Kenny, Mari, and Demi. Ultimately, now we know that Kenny chose Mari over Demi since Kenny and Mari are engaged. But Steve was told in the beginning he was going back and forth between Mari and Demi. And then Becca Kufrin wasn't original cast, but she arrived before the first rose ceremony took place. So I'm kind of guessing they framed it like Victoria P left and now they need another woman. So they brought in Becca. That's like kind of how I think they edited it. I don't know. It's stupid. And she got her first rose from Aaron from Katie's season. And then I just have one more note. So Chasen from... Tayshia and Claire season arrived after the first rose ceremony and got called out by Becca because he had been telling guys pre-show he'd hung out with her. Word got around and Becca called him out for being there for clout. He went on a date when he arrived with Deandra but never got a rose. And I'm having trouble remembering who Deandra even is. But that is all our spoilers.
Is Deandra... I feel like Deandra was on the show a while ago. I don't even remember who she is either.
I want to say Peter's season for some reason.
I don't know.
But I don't remember. So I guess we'll find out. But yeah.
For McKenna. It's going to be the weirdest season of Paradise ever with the weird different, like, ages of the contestants. Not, like, number-wise, but, like, era of The Bachelor-wise.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Not a huge fan about that. Not a big fan.
No. No, it's weird. I have never been more excited to see a love triangle in my life because that shit is just really odd. It's really weird to me. Yet it makes perfect sense. I don't know why. But I don't know. I would like to be invited to Kenny and Mari's wedding so I could see what the fuck that's all about. That's all I have to say. Invite me. I'm a great wedding guest. All
right. Next bit of Bachelor Nation news. Outside of our spoilers. My other main thing is it came out recently that some people in Bachelor Nation formed businesses like LLCs or companies to apply for PPP loans during the pandemic.
Shitty thing to do.
And the most egregious offense is Instagram husband, Ari and Lauren. Formed a company called Instagram Husband
LLC
to take out a PPP loan. For what purpose?
Everything I have learned.
You can continue to work. Here's what I don't understand about like them specifically.
Yeah.
Right. Like Tayshia's, like her explanation makes a little more sense because she like does have a people she employs.
Yeah.
Ari and Lauren could still work their business the same way they could before the pandemic during the pandemic.
Yeah.
You just have to shift your content focus. You run a family vlogging channel. They probably pay, like, one editor to edit their stuff for them and, like, a manager.
They have enough money.
But other than that, like, you have enough money. Ari has a lot of money from his job before influencing. Okay, just first off. Lauren owns a clothing brand. Your business was barely affected. You continued to produce content throughout this. Like, there was no detriment to your income, especially when more content was being consumed. So I'm struggling to understand where the detriment to your income was that you needed a PPP loan to pay your employees.
They were just greedy. They did not need it. I'm really mad about all of this. Because I feel the same way with like celebrities that took out these loans too. Like, it's unnecessary. You have enough money to not do this. Your income was not impacted, I would venture to say, at all, but definitely not enough where you would need $20,000 from the government to supplement it.
Yeah.
Everything I have learned about Ari and Lauren has been against my will, and everything I have learned about them has made me dislike them more and more. And that includes their children's names. I just, it's so ridiculous to me. Like, they did not need that money. Genuinely, I don't think Tayshia needed it either. Like, I think Colton did it too, and Dale also did it. I think it's very unnecessary. I think that it's, they're all in a place of privilege where they can abuse government funding to fund their Instagram posts. It makes me really mad. That's not why these loans were created. They should have gone to people who actually needed them, whose businesses were actually impacted by the pandemic, because that's what they're fucking there for. Not to people who post on Instagram about FabFitFun boxes and fucking flat tummy tea. It's not necessary. You guys don't need this loan. Stop abusing government funding so you can fucking buy dresses from Revolve. I'm just like, I'm so mad about that. I'm so mad about it. I'm really mad about it. I don't like it. It upsets me. Just don't do shitty things like that at everyone in Bachelor
Nation. Yeah, it just like, I mean, now we know. I just like, did they really think that we weren't going to find out about this?
That's my question, because like, I urge everyone to go to the Bachelor subreddit, because that's where the, like, this like story broke, I guess, for lack of a better term. And they did like a lot of like investigative work. Like, genuinely, I was very impressed by it. To find out like who had gotten these loans. So if you guys head over there, you could see like the whole story, because it's far too much for us to like read right now. But yeah, like, all of this information was always going to be available to the public. So it was just a matter of somebody being like, hey, let me just see if this happened. So like, there was no way for them to hide it. So they knew it was going to come out. And this was just a bad choice for them, I think.
I agree. I don't know why people think that they can get away with doing such things, but
very much not. Not surprised that Colton did at all. Like, really. The only one I'm surprised about is Tayshia, quite honestly.
But at least Tayshia, like, actually spoke out and, like, you know, not that, like, it's good, but, like, she owned up to it and wasn't, like, being a little bitch about it, you know?
Yeah, I give her credit for that, like, definitely. I don't know. I think I'm an Ari and Lauren hate account now. I don't like them.
Well, we didn't really love them before.
No. Just very much dislike them now. Yeah. Do we have anything else?
I think that's mostly it. Katie changed her username on Twitter and TikTok to just the Katie Thurston. Thurston. I can't pronounce anything. I don't know the difference between Brandon and Brandon. So.
The conundrum of jaded.
The eternal conundrum in my brain.
Yeah.
But other than that, no, not really. What's been going on with you, though, Janine?
What has been going on with me? What the fuck have I been doing? I feel like there was something, like, that happened, and I forgot what it was. So it must not have been that important, I guess. I don't know. I've been vibing. I have the worst cramps of my life, this week, so that's cool. My head hurts, as per usual. Today's the 4th of July, so we have that going on.
Happy America, I hate it here.
Yeah, not in particularly in a mood to celebrate America when the fucking ocean was on fire.
Did they manage to put it out? I don't know if they have yet.
I don't even know. We just lived through a pandemic. We're still doing it. I don't want to, like, also start the climate crisis now. I would like a year to decompress at least, but I am not getting that.
It's in the Gulf again.
Yeah.
Isn't it in the same area as the last one?
Possibly. I'm not sure. It's around the same area at least. But, like,
like, Jesus Christ.
Like, maybe we should start treating our planet with a little respect so that we can, like, all, like, live here.
Continue and, to inhabit it. Yeah.
Yeah, and, like, not die.
What a crazy idea, Janine.
Wild. I know, like, how radical, how commie of me. But I was talking to, like, Troy about, like, because I was like, we should go to New Orleans because I think that would be fun. And he was like, well, we have to go quickly because it's going to be underwater at some point in our lives. And I just sat there and I was like, well, shit. You're right.
He's not wrong. He's not wrong. I would also like to go to New Orleans.
Let's go. Let's, like, meet there.
Okay.
Not, like, right now, but, like. Yeah, like, I'm just getting on a plane right now.
Yeah, I can't do it in February. I'm flying to Denver at the end of February, so very busy.
Yes, you are very busy.
I have to go see Louis Tomlinson.
You do. So. Maybe he'll wear Christian's outfit. You never know.
He definitely won't. But
I'm just, he might break it out. He might break it out of
clothes. No, he's now, like, that he's Jen allowed to dress himself, he's definitely not putting that back on. There's no way. He's
allowed to dress himself.
There's no way he's putting that back on.
Yeah, they not. Really, like, they dress them like little J. Crew mannequins for a little while.
I was into it, so it's
I know
fine.
You were. I know you were, because you also ended up dressing like that.
Yeah, because I love them. Very easily influenced over good here. Lord.
Yeah, how have you been besides being easily influenced?
Oh, I'm so easily influenced that this week I bought, so my friend and I, we're trying to figure out where we wanted to go see Louis' tour, right? Because he's not coming to Florida, that bitch. And we were between Houston and Denver. And we settled on Denver. We think it'd be more fun than Houston. So we're flying out end of January, flying mm-hmm. back beginning of March to Denver, yep. which is stressful because of snow, but, you know, still exciting. Other than that, 4th of July, fireworks are back at Disney. I would say snuck into the cast preview for the Happily Ever After coming back. My friend who works at Epcot picked up a shift at Magic Kingdom that day.
Yeah.
So she got us tickets to go in, so.
Oh, nice.
But yeah. That's exciting. It's been good. I'm vibing.
Yeah. I love that for you.
All right. Thanks. So where can they keep up with you until next time, Janine?
All right. You can find me on Twitter and TikTok at Sexistentialism. You can find me on Instagram at Janine Marie Coppola. And I say this every week, but don't even fucking bother. I don't use it. Jen, where can they find you?
You can find me on Twitter and TikTok at Jennifer_K Brown. You can find me on Instagram at Jenny_227. You can find us as Jaded at The Jaded Pod on all social media platforms. And if you have any tea or want to send us, you know, a professional business email, email us at thejadedpod@gmail.com.
Yes.
All right, everybody. So remember, until next time, let's recycle and treat our planet with some respect.
Yeah. And also don't celebrate the 4th of July because America is an imperialist force in the world and that is not to be celebrated.
100%. All right.
All right.
We'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.